Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Disarmament talks between the SDF and Syrian government have stalled, triggering new clashes in Aleppo. Then China's government continues to tighten control, but Mission Cry presses forward with gospel resources. We'll tell you what's happening in just a few moments. But first, laying down arms requires trust, something the Syrian Democratic Forces don't have for the government under President Ahmed al-Sharaa. The SDF is an alliance of Kurdish and Arab militias formed back in 2015 during Syria's civil war. Yet today, the government is calling for centralized control of the country. So are other voices, says Samuel of Redemptive Stories.
External governments, particularly Turkey and even the U.S. in some respects, want the SDF to be disarmed in order to unify with the central government.
Months of negotiations between the SDF and the state have reached an impasse. And that's why in early January, fighting broke out between the two sides in the city of Aleppo. Last week, clashes moved east of Aleppo after Kurdish-led forces retreated. Tens of thousands of civilians have fled, many Christians among them, says Samuel.
This means loss of income. This means they have had to move locations. This has implications on their children, their families, moving schools, etc.
Even if these latest clashes simmer down, the root of distrust hasn't changed. So pray for endurance for families who are caught in the fighting.
Be praying that God would heal from those traumatic experiences that they've walked through. And that ultimately, this would be another part of what God uses to bring people to himself.
Elsewhere, the Bible is living water, and in China, the thirst for it is great. Yet getting it there is increasingly difficult. Kurt Rovenstein with Bibles for China says they have to be patient and wise, especially as they navigate new limiting laws.
It's never our goal to break a law or put our Chinese brothers and sisters in danger, but there's often question as to what a regulation really means. And discovering what that is part of our challenge.
The new regulations press believers to align even more with the party.
Getting funding into China is a challenge. Organizing the distributions are a challenge because of the permissions that are required.
Another major hurdle is connecting with local partners without putting them at risk.
What we want to do is be able to interact with and see the process and have conversations and encourage our brothers and sisters in China.
Even so, God provides encouragement. They couldn't meet with the Bible school they support, but they attended a worship service on a day that students preached and led worship. And they saw the fruit of their work.
It was just, you know, one of those God moments where you were able to experience and get confirmation of the work that you're doing. Pray for opportunities that may arise that we're yet unaware of, that God would lead us to a place to be able to deploy resources.
Finally, even as China has introduced new religious restrictions and expanded its control of Hong Kong in recent years, Mission Cry continues delivering Bibles to Hong Kong and then further into mainland China. Jason Wolford, president of Mission Cry, says the organization continues to have favor with new businesses in the region.
Obviously, I can't go into great detail on that, but we're able to send these to those businesses. Those businesses then strategically get them to our team on the ground. And then from there, they make their way in through Hong Kong and then strategically into Shenzhen and mainland China. So God continues to give us favor in that area.
Each container is worth approximately $500,000 in Bibles, Christian books, and seminary materials, plus the $11,000 it costs to get it to its destination. However, he notes that the spiritual value is worth even more.
God's word is the only thing that doesn't return void. That's the greatest Christmas present that we could give anybody.
Pray that these containers would continue to be delivered safely and that people would come alongside and sponsor more containers, as well as for Mission Cry's state coordinators, missionaries, and everyone else who makes the distribution of these Christian resources possible. You can find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.